Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
I was going to give you a bunch of more titles.
Yeah, please. Nice. Very cool.
I'm the head of iced coffee this morning. I'm also the head of a lot of water because it's hot. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That's all I can think of.
Head of hydration.
Head of production, head co-host, part co-host, Seth Patrick.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, all.
And with weather, Brittany. Now, our good friend Brittany Marlowe joins us with our forecast. I just thought I'd make it simple. I was trying to get all wordy and everything over here on a Monday. What am I doing? Brittany, thank you for joining us. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Well, we've got one more hot and humid, steamy day. High temperatures probably hitting about 86. But it's going to be feeling more like the low 90s with those dew points. Ugh. So, yeah, another steamy one before a beautiful, comfortable week. So we got this. It's right around the corner. We've just got this cold front, though, that has to push on through this afternoon. So chances for some showers and storms definitely firing up. If they're all alone by themselves, then be careful of some hail and a tornado threat, especially the first ones that form. As we go through the evening and further into the night, the system looks to line out, and then it becomes more of a high-damaging wind threat as this pushes through. Now, you got to remember, it's hot and humid. It's got all this juice and moisture to really put some downpours down as well. Just up here in Wausau, I don't know how your Saturday went down there, but ours, our streets turned into rivers. That is definitely possible again. So just be aware of that, and remember, turn around, don't drown. Don't try to drive through any flooded roadways if that happens for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
Very good advice. And a great forecast. We appreciate it, Brittany. Thanks so much for joining us. You have a good day. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. You too. Bye-bye.
Best in the business, our friend Brittany Marlowe there.
All right. So we just got to get through today is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, basically.
That's what I felt. Yeah, that's what I was feeling. We're going to get through today together. We've got good stuff on the way for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming right up. Also, beer, bananas, and more food that might attract mosquitoes.
They all start with B, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And don't eat them together. No.
No.
Banana beer? No banana beer?
No.
We've got a list of countries that laugh the most, despite a lot of laughing, We're going to get into how the U.S. did in that one.
Okay. All right.
We've got the 16 most lucrative college majors that we can get into as well.
Okay.
And we, of course, got in the 9 o'clock hour to kick things off. The kitchen's open. Looking forward to that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got a great squishy one lined up for you today.
Squishy?
Lined up. It's going to be fun.
That's so perfect.
We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. I want to talk about some local theater that's going on and some auditions that are happening tonight.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Tonight.
Yep, got that coming up for you as well, along with some good stories of the day, some local stuff we will touch on as well. We hope everybody had a solid, good weekend out there. I think this is a good place for us to start on our show, where we do serious comedy to start your day. Keep our heads out of the sand, but also keep the day moving. It's what we do around here.
That's right.
And a California town is attempting to gather 10,000 people to break a Guinness World Record for the largest water balloon fight.
Oh. Ooh.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. Would be a good day for it.
Splash Fest!
And you got to say it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of not an original title, no, but okay.
It's really, I was really expecting something a little more.
Balloon Bonanza or something like that.
That's not bad. Splash Fest, organized by nonprofit Balloons Over Bullets in Stockton, kicks off at 2 p.m. Saturday, and organizers are hoping to amass at least 10,000 people at the event to throw 209,000 water balloons.
Wow. That's a lot of balloons.
209,000. That's a very lot of balloons. Number.
It is.
It really is, though. Yeah, yeah.
That must be the record.
I hadn't thought of that. Organizers are encouraging prospective participants to pre-register online. The festival will include other water-themed attractions, including giant slip and slides, a dunk tank, and water games. There will also be food trucks and live music. The current Guinness World Record for the largest water balloon fight was set by 8,957 people at the University of Kentucky back in 2011.
Wow. It's been around for a little while. That's not bad.
This is a fun one.
Yeah.
I think that I'm trying to think of where to host something like this, though.
Ooh. around
yeah,
here?
8,000 some people, that's a number.
That's a large number
that's
of people.
It's a large number. You need a big field.
I don't know that you have a park that could do something like this yeah. in some of our bigger countries and some of our bigger cities and everything.
What about the Speedway?
Yeah, that's a good idea. See, yeah. that's the kind of thing I was thinking of, Melissa, but I hadn't thought of the Speedway. Well done. I was thinking of some kind of like domed area or
larger
or
area. Larger, yeah.
you know, stadium type area
right.
or something.
Witterfield, like. I don't think you could pack 8,000 people.
No.
It'd be tight. You wouldn't have to throw your balloons very far.
Very true.
Drop them on each other's heads.
I have a question, though. What makes it the largest? The number of balloons thrown or the number of people there?
I was a little disappointed they weren't specific about that. It does seem like
It's the number of people by the sound of it, yeah.
It does seem like that.
Because I was going to say, I mean, the three of us could throw 2,900.
Yeah.
209,000?
209,000 balloons. That's a lot. It'd just take us a while.
I'd like to try. Yeah, I'd like to try at least. I mean, this seems like one of those ones. I like the Guinness records where even if you don't break it, it's like, well, it was still fun.
Well, you know, here you go. Maybe like piggybacking off this, the longest continuous water balloon fight.
Oh.
I wonder what the record is for that.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Then you don't need a lot of people for that. You just need a lot of time. A lot of free time.
And a lot of balloons.
And a lot of balloons.
That's and a lot of cleanup afterwards.
Cleanup
as you go along. I think you'd do that.
Yeah. No, I kind of like that idea. That seems like a lot of fun. You just have to have, you're throwers, but you also have people just constantly, like, you know, supplies.
Refilling, refillers. Yeah. And the runners, yeah. So you could do a whole like.
And then you work in shifts so that nobody gets stuck just picking up the scraps.
We're out of red balloons, stat! yeah, I can see that. I like that. That seems like a lot of fun. Again, any Guinness record where you're going to have fun, and even if you don't break it one way or the other, like the world's largest pizza pie. Well, everybody ate. I mean, at least everybody went home full. I like that. There's something about those. We're still looking for our Guinness record. We're going to break one, though. We're going to find
We'll find out the perfect one. It'll come along.
Maybe it'll have to do with mac and cheese. Yesterday was National Mac and Cheese Day. Mm. And one of the greater meals that you can ask for. Simple, easy to make. Yep. Now, here's a question, though, but there is one potential division element among mac and cheese, because it's overwhelming the amount of people that love macaroni and cheese. Most people love it. But do you eat it with a fork? A spoon or a spork? Someone recently asked the internet, and here are the results.
Okay.
70% of people eat mac and cheese with a fork, 24% with a spoon, and 16.6% request a spork. Mm. One person said it depends on how the mac and cheese is served. They say, my rule is, if it's served on a plate, I eat it with a fork. If it's served in a bowl, I eat it with a spoon or chopsticks. And someone else asked if the fork users are licking their plates.
Huh?
I had never done that with mac and cheese.
Okay, but if you use a fork, you're not going to get all the cheese.
Oh, I see what they're saying there, because you got to scoop up the...
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I didn't think of that. I've never thought about the aftermath of cheese doing anything with it.
James, you should always think about the aftermath of cheese.
Nachos. Not
a bad point.
You just need some chips to dip it in. You're
don't
good.
Like wasting food. I don't.
I'm with you there.
Some chips. That's not bad. Either one would be fine, but is there a way you guys prefer to eat it? I'm a fork guy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten it. Well, maybe when I was a kid, probably I ate it with a spoon at some point, but I'm like, but you can't, how do you, you know, I just, you gotta stab them.
It depends
you know?
On the noodle.
All right.
If it's elbow noodles, you need a spoon and a bowl.
Oh.
If it's like curly noodles, you know, like the spiral ones, that's better with a fork.
I didn't realize she'd put this much thought into it.
If it's penne noodles, you know, the long ones, then you also need a fork so that you can stick the fork through the penne noodles from the side. And you can line like four of them up on your fork.
What about the wheels?
Oh, yeah.
I have never had mac and cheese with wheels. That's wrong.
You got to try it now. You got to figure this out. You are now the expert in this, okay? You have shown yourself.
Yeah. What about the bluey ones? What about the, you know?
The character shapes. Yeah.
What about
any
those?
Character shapes, you need a fork so that you can stick it through the different, like,
yeah.
You know. Oh, okay. You animal.
That makes sense.
Stick it through the character.
I know.
It's putting them out of the misery quick. No, I like it. It's a good move. It's the way I would do it.
Oh, shells. Oh, shells and cheese. There's shells and cheese.
Yeah.
Shells and cheese is a spoon.
I was going to say, that's probably the one that would, for me, most likely would use a spoon just because of the way they're shaped.
Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't exist. It's in her head. But I love the idea of Melissa having this little, like, just this little, like, cutout that she's, like, laminated. It's right by her mac and
cheese. I have a graph. It's in the drawer in my kitchen.
Yes.
Now, when do you use a spoon? When do you use a fork?
It's illustrated with crayons.
Now, when I've got rigatone, what do I use? I like that. That's pretty good, Mel. We will take a time out, but we'd love to hear from you how you eat your mac and cheese. Do you love mac and cheese? Let's do our own poll on that as well. 715-424-2600. Keep that number handy because you're going to use it to call us up for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's right around the corner on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Say hi to the gang over there and check out that awesome menu of theirs. And you can get there just fine now.
Yeah,
that's everything's right. The roads are all open, but don't head there today because they're closed. It's Monday.
They are closed on Monday.
They do get a day off.
They do, and they've earned it.
They work hard all weekend.
They'll be back in action tomorrow. Everybody, get on over there tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Wish them a great day from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love hearing from you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Go ahead and hit us up that way and call up and join the conversation.
That's right, 715-424-2600 or one button dialing with the Civic Media app.
Thank you, everybody who has already downloaded the app. We appreciate you. Feel free to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We'd love to have a big list. We got two on the list for today. Seth, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Andrew Whiteside.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Enjoy your day, Andrew. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah.
And our qualifier today, Bobby Kirkenhofer.
Ooh. Happy birthday, Bobby.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Bobby's awesome. She's an old friend. Bobby is a fantastic photographer, an amazing photographer.
Cool.
Wonderful, creative, great mom, great wife, all the above. She's amazing. Enjoy your day, Bobby.
Yes.
Enjoy your day, and you're a qualifier for
Congratulations.
Today.
Congratulations.
Get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We want more and more. So whether you have to Morse code or if you are looking at maybe, you know, plane signal, you know, carry like the
skywriting.
Skywriting. I was thinking of the planes that carry the sign behind.
I couldn't think of an exact type.
They don't do that much anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
And bring it back for the birthday and anniversary club.
We got a nice window here. We can see it, right? It'd be perfect. Just time it right and you're good.
You time it right around now, we'll be good.
Exactly.
Yeah, you set it right up. And it'll be around for a couple. Don't they fly for a couple hours and everything?
Depends on how much you pay them, yeah.
I wonder if you wanted to do that.
Expensive.
It probably is.
If you wanted to do that nowadays, where you would even start? Like, where do I even begin? Obviously, you know, most people just go to, you know, their search engine.
Right, right.
As far as, like, asking around, like, hey, do we know anybody that...
Go down to Alexander Field here and just knock on the door.
Yeah.
And say, hey, anyone want to pull a sign behind a plane?
Hey, when's the last time somebody asked you to do this?
Yes.
We look at our celebrity list, and I can't even say list. I should not say this young man's name, but Yahya Abdul-Mateen II is 38. He's Black Manta in the Aquaman movies.
Wow.
The new Morpheus in The Matrix Resurrections. Dr. Manhattan on HBO's Watchmen series, where he was just amazing. He's also was cast recently as the Candyman in the remake of that.
Wow.
Good actor, up-and-coming actor. Gonna have to get to know his name. He's good.
Gotta make sure it's right.
Diane Kruger is 48. Abigail Chase in the National Treasure movies, I think, where most people know her from, but mm-hmm. very, very solid actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Inglourious Basterds, she was very good in that one, too. Gabriel Iglesias, Mr. Fluffy, is 48.
Ah, I love Fluffy. He's hilarious.
Yeah, Fluffy comedian, stars on Netflix series Mr. Iglesias. He was also the club DJ Tobias in Magic Mike. He's had a lot of bit roles in there. And been a touring comedian, a working comedian for at least, almost 2 decades.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
He also does the voice. I believe he is the current voice of Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. Good for him. That's a good,
yes,
that's a good,
yeah.
That's a good gig. Let's see here. Go from one great stand-up comedian to another. Eddie Griffin is 56.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people know him from Undercover Brother. Eddie did a couple of other bit spots on movies, but one of the funniest stand-up comedians I've ever seen, one of the smartest, funniest stand-up comedians I've ever seen. He's good.
He's one of the that didn't really jump in. I mean, he did, like you said, he's been in some movies and stuff like that, but he seems to be mostly
he was in like Double Take and the Deuce Bigelow movies.
He seems to be more more of a stand-up guy. That's more of his bread and butter.
He's also a dancer and a choreographer.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that. So talented.
Wow.
Before Cat Williams really came out and took the world, you know, comic world by storm, Eddie Griffin to me was the Cat Williams before Cat Williams. He was that guy that you didn't know what he was going to say, but you knew it was going to be honest and right from the cuff and no filter, and could tell it like it is, like nobody else. Eddie Griffin, also a student of the George Carlin, Richard Pryor School of Comedy, where he didn't just do acts. He didn't just do a stand-up routine. He did bits, kind of where he was playing a character and stuff, and talking to another character, like Eddie Izzard or some other comedians still do, but we don't see much of.
Not really.
I'd love to see stand-up comedy get back to what it used to be in those regards, in the 80s, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, where it was about telling a story, where it was about expressing. I think people miss the mark on Eddie Murphy. So many people will give Eddie Murphy credit as a stand-up comedian, that he deserves every little bit of it. What I don't feel like anybody gives Eddie Murphy credit about was what he was trying. What a lot of what his comedy was about was unifying. Talking about the differences of black people brush their teeth this way, bright white people brush their teeth that way. Those kind of jokes were meant to bring us closer together. They were supposed to. The bottom line was, we all brush our teeth.
Right, exactly. People
miss the mark on certain things, and they look for any chance to almost divide us. Oftentimes, when we have unification in every detail, in every fabric of life, that should bring us closer together. It doesn't always do it, but comedy is supposed to be the great equalizer, and comedy is supposed to pull us together more than almost anything else is. Music, food. I think you can make other, family. Friends, these things, certainly. But comedy is supposed to be right there with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Adam Savage is 57.
Ha!
From Mythbusters.
Yeah. Adam Savage is awesome.
That's the most lively I've seen you in a while. You like,
well, no, because I
Adam Savage fan there.
Yeah. I am actually an Adam Savage fan. Yeah. He's not only has he did Mythbusters for so many years, some of the stuff. Of course, he's a special effects guy in movies. That's how he got his start.
And designer.
Yep, that's right. And then he's also been kind of an ancillary to the Riff Trax guys too. So the old MST3 guys. He's done some shows
that's
with them.
Right.
And stuff,
yeah.
So,
yeah, he's good on.
But
that.
He's very good.
Mythbusters was an awesome show.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
That was a great show. Great show.
I'd happily watch reruns of that.
Yeah, that was a good show. I couldn't tell you the last time I did, but every once in a while I've seen a rerun or two, because I'll see something that'll happen and like, oh, I remember the guys went over this. And I'll go back and watch that scene. Jason Bonham is 58, son of Led Zeppelin amazing drummer John Bonham. John passed away in 1980. Jason takes his dad's place on drums when the surviving members of Led Zeppelin do perform. We've seen this with Eddie Van Halen's son, Wolfgang. There's a handful of artists that do this, that their children kind of take up the mantle of what they do. It's pretty amazing to see.
That's pretty
like
cool.
Carrying on the family business.
Yeah.
It's true. That's a good way to put it, yeah. Bridget Nielsen is 61. Red Sonja, Ivan Drago's wife in Rocky IV. It was in a bunch of stuff, too, and did some reality TV, too, and everything.
Oh, man. What's the name again?
Bridget Nielsen.
Was she the one that played, on Mortal Kombat, was she the one who played Sandra Blade?
Maybe.
That name is just...
She's been in a lot of action movies.
Yeah, she did a lot of action stuff, yeah.
She was in Rocky IV, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Cobra...
Yeah, she was linked to Stallone for a while there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so she did a lot of Stallone movies.
Anyway.
One of the best actors walking the earth today, Forrest Whitaker, is 63.
Wow.
T'Challa's advisor, Zuri, in Black Panther, the rebel leader, Saw, in Rogue One. But The Last King of Scotland is probably his greatest work, the work he won an Oscar for. Forrest Whitaker is one of my biggest influences. They told Forrest Whitaker when he was a kid that he would never make it as an actor. How's that Oscar looking now? How's that that career with over 60 some roles he's got in his career?
Oh, man.
And one of the most recognizable actors there is. Sorry.
Oh, 100%. No, that's fine. And I always think the first time I think I remember seeing him, The Crying Game.
Yeah.
And his first breakout role. He's amazing in that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He was also in Good Morning Vietnam.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's my favorite performance of his.
Oh,
easily wow. My favorite performance of his is that one. His greatest, I think, is The Last King of Scotland. But my favorite performance is his. The chemistry and the fun that they had on that set when they were filming it, and the tension that they were filming. They filmed, they had to film it very quickly. Nobody in that movie had a big schedule, so they couldn't afford to have we didn't get the shot today, we'll get it tomorrow. No, we had to get it today, and there's a lot of tension, let alone what that movie is based on and everything else. And the way Robin worked, where he was so worked up, no matter what he was doing, he was so worked up and everything. And as Forrest Whitaker actually being the kind of comedic element on set many times with those two. Just a really cool relationship. Would love to have been a fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Joe Satriani is 68, one of the greatest guitarists walking the earth right now. He's in Chickenfoot right now with Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, and Chad Smith. He also taught Metallica's Kirk Hammett how to play.
Oh, wow.
Just a lot of Joe Satriani.
He pops up all over the place.
He plays a lot with Living Color.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
Deep Purple, G3, Spinal Tap, Squares.
Yeah. Played with David Lee Roth for a while, too.
He reminds me of Jeff Beck. You know, he didn't necessarily have, like, the one gig. He was just all over the place, playing with all kinds of people and stuff. Yeah.
That's an amazing guitar player. Mm-hmm. Marky Ramone is 68, the Ramones drummer.
Wow. One of them is still alive? I'm glad to hear that.
Terry O'Quinn is 72. John Locke on Lost. Great character actor. Very good. Was very good on that show. Let's see here. Jesse Ventura, 73, former Minnesota governor and former wrestler.
I ain't got time to bleed.
That's a good one. Ariana Huffington is 74. Greek behind the Huffington Post. I believe she sold the Huffington Post, I believe.
Yes.
Linda Ronstadt is 78. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, struggling with Parkinson's right now. Mm-hmm. We wish her ease and calm for her. In addition to her stellar career, she's responsible for the formation of the Eagles.
That's right.
Original Eagles, Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Randy Meisner, and Brendan Leenden were all members of her backing band.
They were.
Woo! It's a heck of a backing band.
Yeah, that's crazy, but it's true.
Yeah. And that's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. I'm sorry. We do have some people no longer with us. I just seen that. Jan Michael Vincent, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2019. Stringfellow Hawk on Airwolf. He's also in a couple of other things, too.
Everything comes back to Airwolf.
It really does. And Alex Karras, born on this day in 1935, passed away in 2012. Ex-football player, played George on Webster. He was very good on that show.
Yes, he was.
That was before commentating. That's where old football players went, or old retired players. Yeah. They went to sitcoms.
They did.
Well, Mr. Belvedere. My two dads or whatever with Dick Butkus.
Yeah.
There was a couple. Like, that's where old football. They're like, hey, give me a sitcom. Yeah, that's something to do.
He was also in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, that's right.
He was in Blazing Saddles.
He had a good role in there, too. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. One more time, we wish a happy birthday to Andrew Whiteside.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Happy birthday.
And to our qualifier, Bobby Kirkenhofer.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
We wish you all a great one. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating you with you. Get us more and more all week long. We will take a time out, check in with our news and our sponsors. Seth drops his phone, and we'll come back, and we'll have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. There, now you're not alone. Now you're not alone. I dropped mine.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope the week is starting off good for you.
Yeah.
A little programming note real quick here for you. We will not have Playmakers this Monday or Wednesday. No Playmakers.
We got no Playmakers for you. We got early starts for the Rafters this week because they're in Michigan.
So there's still sports.
There's still sports. Got some sports on there for you. We will have a brand new Playmakers lined up for you on Friday. Looking forward to it. We'll have some fun. Get you ready for the weekend there. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. The science is still up in the air about why mosquitoes love some people and couldn't care less about others. But here are a few more things that could be linked to mosquito bites. Bananas. A study found people were more likely to get bit after eating a banana than after eating grapes.
It's a very specific study. Did they do that? Like,
yeah, like that? They have a person eat the banana one day.
Yes.
And then the next day they ate grapes.
It was a controlled study, so I'm sure it was like in a room or something like that. But, yep, all of these have been backed by studies. And in part because mosquitoes love yellow. They just love the color yellow.
Didn't know they could see color. That's cool.
Really smelly cheese.
Really smelly cheese.
They might be attracted to a compound produced by bacteria on our skin called carboxylic.
Ooh.
Carboxylic. Mm. It's also found in stinky cheeses like Limburger.
Oh, fascinating. We're nothing but stinky cheese. Okay, good to know.
Interesting. Good to know. That's so far, you want to wear anything but yellow. And you want to just cover yourself in stinky cheese, and just take a honk of Limburger and rub that all over. Yeah.
Well, certainly keep other people away. I know that.
And floral scented foods and desserts. They're attracted to the smell of nectar producing plants. So anything floral could have them heading your way.
Really?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, well, except mosquitoes.
yeah, mosquitoes.
Because they don't. They don't. I thought they didn't. They go for like blood, man. That's like their nectar.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah.
So that I'm kind of. This is very confusing to me. I don't know. I know it's very weird.
Well, this is why I don't wear my lilac perfume anymore.
Oh, please.
This is why I don't.
You better not wear lilac perfume.
I would
quit. It's very difficult to find a good lilac perfume, let me tell you, because I have tried.
No, okay.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I know you hate them, Seth, but I love them, and that's why we're hate mates.
I was trying to think of a flavor or fragrance that wasn't actually, there actually wasn't one of, and I missed the
apparently
mark
there
completely.
Is one.
I missed the mark completely. A few foods that might keep mosquitoes away include sage, rosemary, grapefruit, and anything with garlic or onions.
Okay.
This is now a lot of people traditionally think that well why don't vampires get attacked by mosquitoes? This is actually why.
They share the whole garlic thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's why when I go outside and I'm going to spend time in mosquito land, I always wear my garlic and onion perfume.
And Limburger.
Yep.
Don't forget the Limburger.
Garlic and onion perfume. So sound like a burger joint.
If you just eat an excessive amount of garlic and onions, you will exude it out of your pores.
Yes, you will.
So
that's true.
There you go. Natural mosquito repellent.
How many?
Everyone else a repellent.
How many chip?
I'm okay with that.
How many chip combinations also would make a good cologne? As you were saying that, Melissa, all I could think of were the bags of chips like sour cream and onion and stuff. But I'm trying to think of like, is there
dill
any,
pickle?
Dill
pickle chips. That would be okay. Pickles are fine.
I can see that.
Maybe that might be the only one. Because all of the cheesy chips stink.
We constantly try to kind of combine things nowadays. We want to make things faster and quicker, better than ever and everything. So I don't think it's far-fetched of them combining a cologne or perfume along with like something, you know, edible or something that can repel this or something like that.
I know there's bacon perfume out there.
Oh,
I think we've talked about it on
the
show, I believe.
It came in a fancy bottle. I remember this story. Yes. Came in a fancy bottle. The bottle looked like that stuff that our dads would get. Like they would get, well, they wouldn't buy. It was gifted to them.
It was always
Christmas
gifted to them. No one would
Stetson.
Know.
Yeah. Or, you know, those, it always had a cowboy lasso
very square,
on it.
Very musky,
bottles.
You know, yeah, right.
Every men's cologne in the 80s had a cowboy hat or a whip or something.
Well, they had to make it manly. Manly, this manly scent.
Men don't care about their scent unless it's manly.
And then they came up with Axe body spray and just destroyed everything.
Ruined everything. Yeah. Yes. One spray, please. I'm not going to judge you if you're using Axe body spray. Just please, spray. And you're good.
And not on your body. Spray it into the air and walk through it.
Walk through it. That's how you're supposed to do this.
That's it.
Just a hint.
Boys. Pay attention.
Nobody ever needed more than what you're putting
on. And, you know, if just instead of the Axe body spray, shower. That's probably the place you should start anyway.
Good start, it seems like. We will take a time out. We'll check in with our partners. We'll come back and we're going to have some more fun on the morning show. We're going to get into some cool stuff coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Good things coming up, everybody. We're going to get into. Let's get into this one right now. If laughter is the best medicine, American adults have not been taking their medication. Even if it comes with laughing emojis. Recent research shows that children laugh about 400 times a day, but adults, on average, laugh only about 15 times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So the website Bored Panda analyzed... we got to take a second. Bored Panda, great name.
Oh, it's great name. Website.
That's absolutely awesome.
They analyzed 30 million geotagged social media messages globally to see who uses the laughing emoji the most. The country that is the happiest online or laughiest is the Philippines, which had 120 expressions of laughter per 1,000 messages. In addition to emojis, they included stuff like LOL and ha 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 and all of those. The U.S. did not do so well. Americans only expressed laughter in 49 messages per 1,000, which came in 8th in North America alone.
Oh, wow.
In North America, Guatemala was the happiest online, and the rest of the top 5 are Honduras, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua. Of all the countries they considered, Bangladesh laughs the least online, with just 6 laughing emojis for every 1,000 texts. Or messages.
Fascinating.
In America, the most popular laughing emoji is the face with tears of joy. When broken down by U.S. states, the state that laughs the most online is Louisiana.
Wow. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Followed by Maryland, Georgia, Ohio, and Nevada.
Oh.
The state that laughs the least is Vermont, followed by Rhode Island, Maine, New Hampshire, South Dakota, and Minnesota.
Wow, the New England area and the northeast of what's going on up there, man. Why isn't anyone laughing? What are you sad about? I know why Minnesotans don't laugh. I grew up there, so yeah
you've got very little joy. This isn't survey we do. There's nothing precise necessarily about this. That we're talking about emojis and there's thousands and thousands of people that are not online, that are not being included in this survey, and et cetera, et cetera. But dealing with the data we have in hand, all this does is encourage me to do what we do every day, Monday through Friday, even more.
Yeah.
Like, how many radio morning shows are there that do what we do? How many? And I'm not saying that like we're the only ones. I mean that as an example of this. Like, we've gotten away from laughter. We've gotten away from enjoyment.
Yeah.
Even our movies. Like, when's the last blockbuster comedy that came out? You know? I mean, that's all we grew up with as kids. It was comedy, comedy, comedy. And now nobody's making comedy TV shows. Nobody's making comedy movies. You get comedy specials. But just like I was talking about in the last conversation about this, they're not even specials like they used to be.
Right.
Now they're more opinions. Yeah. Like, it's all about comedians wanting to get their opinions out there and everything.
Right.
And I feel this, I feel that. And if you don't like this, then get out of here and all that. Comedy isn't what it used to be. And so, we're not laughing like we used to. But we can fix that.
Yes.
That is fixable. Look for the comedy in life. Look for the opportunities to laugh in life. Challenge yourself. How many times did I laugh today? If anything, man, please don't tell my mom I said this. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. It's harder. If we're looking for challenges, which almost every American does never shy away from a challenge, here's your challenge, everybody. Laugh more. Find the opportunities to laugh more. They exist. They're not any more. There's more there than there's ever been for opportunities to laugh.
Right.
Find the funny in life. It's not that hard. Trust me. It's really, really not that hard.
Sorry, just texting your mom here, Pam.
Dang it.
You were right.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's going to love that.
Seth has your mom's phone number.
I don't. It was a bit. No.
I will never allow either of... No, I'm kidding.
Do you know what James said? Do you know what he said?
The last thing I need is you three teaming up. That's it. Wisconsin, now, I don't see Wisconsin in a ranking on here necessarily, but Wisconsin did have 39.2%, almost 40%, which is higher than a lot of other states.
That's good.
Way
higher. That's because we have Bob Uecker. That's
going to be part of it.
Big part of it.
And Wisconsinites, if I need to challenge you even more, yes, Minnesota's at 32, but Michigan at 48, Illinois at 47.
Oh, Midwest stuff here. There's some challenges going on
Need more laughter in the state. Need more laughter. We're going to help you out with that.
That's right. That's what we do.
I mean, sometimes we intend to, sometimes we don't. But, you know, as long as you're laughing, right?
That's all that matters.
As long as you're laughing.
Leave them laughing.
Don't care if, for me personally, don't care if you're laughing at me or with me, just as long as you're laughing. We'll be back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, got some fun programming lined up for you today. Now, top of the 9 o'clock hour, going to be the Kitchens Open, the show inside the show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Looking forward to it. Going to be a good one for you today. We'll get in some entertainment news after that. And we'll lead you into, Matt and Air on Air.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I didn't want to say Matt and Air on the air. I wanted to say Matt and Air on Air. I wanted to make sure I got that right. We're looking forward to that a little bit later today, the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Be sure to join us for that one as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then after that, Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. Mm-hmm. We kick off the week with our great friends from McMillan Memorial Library. Catherine's going to join us.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
Always great for an update from them.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to that. And after that, we're going to talk with Peter and Lisa. Two Arts LLC is going to be a music benefit for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight coming up.
Very cool. Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Keep in mind, as we mentioned earlier, there will be no Playmakers Monday and Wednesday this week as we move out of the way to let Rafter Baseball hit the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff lined up for you. Mm-hmm. The boys of summer are in Michigan to take on the Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo today, yep.
5:20 start time today and Wednesday for those games. So keep that in mind, everybody. A little bit earlier, the Rafters can join you for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
While you're getting dinner.
I have to say, I was listening a little bit to the game yesterday, and TV guy, I forget his name, joined Andy in the booth, and it was really cool. So that you get to hear two different voices. The only problem was their voices are so similar, I couldn't tell them apart.
Oh yeah, that's tough. Yeah. We reached out to Andy. We're hoping to get him on the airwaves with us maybe this Friday on Playmakers.
Oh, that'd be great.
Programming wise, also wanted to let you know that we are Civic Media is your home for RNC coverage. We will be covering that live and direct throughout the run.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that on at civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. Go ahead and check out all of our great coverage from all of our wonderful stations up and down the state. Civic Media's got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check this one out, because I don't know if this is a That Ain't Right story or not, y'all. Online gift registries are always going to be divisive, even when they do make sense, like for weddings and baby showers. They make it so you know the gift is something they want. It also makes sure they don't get multiples of the same thing. Here's another toaster.
Well, it still happens, but yes.
Six crock pots.
It does still happen.
It's in theory, it does, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, Melissa. Crock pots. Yes, I've seen that at weddings, yes.
You can never have too many crock pots.
That is true. You cannot.
But on the other hand, it feels impersonal, especially if it's just sent to them directly from Amazon. There's apparently a new trend of people creating online gift registries for children's birthday parties.
Oh.
And not everyone thinks it's appropriate. In a poll, 33% of people are cool with it, 50% think it's unacceptable, and 17% aren't sure how to feel. The demographic most likely to be cool with it is Gen Z men, and the most against it are boomer women. 50% think it's unacceptable.
Wow, that's a high number.
Well, because it gives the expectation of you have to bring a present to come to a party then.
Oh, I didn't even think of that part. Yeah.
I was just
thinking of who you're buying the gift for. And boy, if you know, it's a kid. I mean, you know, actually put some thought and heart into it.
Yeah.
You should know the child, you know, well enough. It's your kid's friend. Friends know each other.
At least they should, yes.
I like what you said there, though, Melissa.
They know them well enough to invite them to their birthday party.
Not necessarily.
I think that's a strong point, Melissa, I didn't think of.
This is coming from a child who had, like, one birthday party, so...
Right.
maybe I'm way
no.
off base.
No, that's okay. No, I can relate to that. Yes, yep. I can relate to that very much. And yeah.
And I'm not surprised that, you know, it was like boomer mom or boomer women, which I'm guessing a lot of them were moms, that had right. to go through the whole party thing, you know, with their kids. Yeah. And they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
this? What do you mean?
And then the men who are like, I have no idea.
I'll just go online and buy. Yep, bring. Exactly.
Just tell me what to bring.
Mm-hmm. Women be different.
I mean,
from
it
men.
Makes totally sense. Totally makes sense.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Whether this is a that ain't right or a good story or not, I just think that it's kind of, well, it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, it is.
More and more people want to do things online. More and more people want less and less kind of interaction. But I think also, you know, there's something else that should be noted here, as long as we're going to talk about some of the sort of negative things about it. People want to be right with their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something, you know, genuine about that. I think there's something kind of cool about that, is yeah. looking at it. Maybe I'm scraping the barrel for silver linings here, but
I don't think so.
I think that there's something, too, for that, because everybody has gotten a gift and everybody has given a gift where you're excited about it and the person gets it and they're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, we've all heard the
And then it gets put down and then they grab the next gift.
Yeah, right.
And you've been that person mm-hmm. that, oh, I can't wait to open this gift. Oh, I love this. Oh. And wait, act excited. Hey, oh, I've always wanted one of these thingamajigger things.
What is it again?
What does this do?
Well, and to be fair, most of us, if we're going to a birthday party and we don't know what to get the person, we contact somebody close to them and say, hey, what does this person want, mm-hmm. need? Yeah.
What do they like?
Interested in? What do they like?
What are their interests?
So, I mean, there's, I guess, on both sides. And if you do a birthday registry, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Especially if you put the caveat out there, gifts are not expected.
Right.
But if you need ideas yeah. and you want to bring something, look here.
Yeah. The 58th Annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship, presented by Bank First, will thrill spectators July 18th through the 21st at beautiful Red Sands wow. Beach, Lake Wasicha, right here in Rapids.
Coming up fast.
Yeah.
It also means summer's halfway over.
Yeah, that's what I always think of. Since I was a kid out here, that's the first thing I think of.
You could see the disgust on my face.
Oh, I've seen that look many times.
You can stop.
I've seen it many times.
Melissa, I'm pretty sure he could sketch it. I'm pretty sure he could sketch that if he had to.
The whole reason I say things
like that. What, is there somebody talking over there? I hear just like this weird noise.
This droning. What is that?
Hosted by the Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers since its inception, this four-day extravaganza showcases 23 of Wisconsin's premier water ski show teams and 72 individual competitors, all aimed for the coveted state title and a shot at the National Water Ski Show Championship.
That's very cool.
Beyond the thrilling competitors, attendees can enjoy a variety of family-friendly attractions. The event grounds boast concessions, diverse vendors, a welcoming beer garden, and exclusive tournament apparel, ensuring there's something for everyone to enjoy.
I'm sorry, is this a welcoming beer garden? But most beer gardens are very like, oh, look at that beer garden. It's awful.
They're always fenced off.
That's true. They have to be, right?
They have to be. Mm-hmm. So maybe they, you know, have a nice floral fence this time.
Ours is welcoming.
I do like the idea of a difficult...
And it's like a beer garden.
It's like in this really awkward place.
Yeah, it's very dank.
You gotta go through a maze to get there.
Fence.
Yeah, yeah. You really want that beer? You're going to work
it. Yeah, got to work
Climb
for
over it.
Adding to the excitement, Visit Central Florida will live stream the entire tournament globally, building on last year's success.
Very cool, yes.
Yeah, that is pretty darn cool. You can find out more at aquaskiers.org, aquaskiers.org. Buy local, support local. This is one of those events, everybody. You notice we are not a sponsor of this event. There's a whole other radio company doing this, and we're still talking about it.
Yep.
That's how it's important it is to our economy.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy the event, everybody. And, of course, be good to the people visiting our community.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to come back next year. You want them to think about living here. You want lower taxes. This is how these things happen.
They leave a lot of money.
Yep.
They leave a lot of money behind.
We will take a time out. We'll come back with some more fun. And the kitchen's open on The Morning Show at WFHR.